We played a very good basketball team that dominated us in the second half of the game today. We came out of first 5 or 6 minutes, and I thought we were really active defensively, and then they wore us down. They're very efficient. Look at the stat sheet, 4 guys in double figures. They shoot 50% both halves. Didn't turn the ball over. I'm disappointed in our sense of urgency at some points during the game. I'm disappointed that we gave in. And then yet I'm sitting here thinking, you know, it's an excuse. We need some practice time. I mean, the bottom line is, but I just admire what Tony's team has done. He does a great job coaching them, and those kids have bought into it completely. They share the basketball. They don't turn it over. The guys make shots. They take shots that they can make. They guard you like crazy. It's, again, a very good basketball team. Came off a big loss, and they were really in. They were really focused and just totally outplayed us in the second half for sure. First half, we still had some things that we just could have been more than 1 point. We gave in a couple of times, and you know, you can't just let guys go in and lay the ball up and have a big guy standing there looking at it. We've got to get involved. Again, I go back to this thing. I've got 4 big things up on the board. It's been there for 3 or 4 years. The biggest thing, most important thing to me is have a sense of urgency, and I just thought Virginia's sense of urgency was so much greater than ours. Not a lot to say, guys. They kicked our butts. It would help us to get some practice time. It would help us to get some guys healthy. Kennedy didn't have much in the tank today. He came in this morning. His temperature was 101. Didn't even know until warm-ups whether or not he was going to be able to start the game or how much he'd be able to play. Nate got him removed from a possible concussion list yesterday. Marcus sprained his ankle, and you know, I can give you all those things, but the bottom line is North Carolina lost to Virginia. That's the bottom line. I can give you all kinds of reasons that we haven't practiced and have been able to practice, but the bottom line is North Carolina lost to Virginia. Let's give Virginia credit. Even at the end of the game, we're trying to press. We hadn't been able to press. I have Wade Moody, a guy that graduated last year, is coming to practice. I had Denzel Robinson, Coach Robinson's son, trying to be a fireman. He came to practice yesterday and practiced with us. I have Spencer Dalton, a JV guy, came up and practiced with us. And really wasn't a lot done because we couldn't do anything. But we're trying to press, and we haven't practiced that in 3 weeks. That's bad coaching. I don't have anything else to say, guys. They kicked our rear ends. That's the bottom line.
You guys were in it still, I think only down 4, and they scored, I think, 9 straight points to kind of take the game over. What do you think really changed?
They had 2 offensive rebounds for baskets and that, and I am getting so sick of that. I mean, you guys have been, or some of you have been around here a long time, for 12 years, 27 years as a head coach. I've talked about rebounding more than anything. Maybe that's because I wasn't a great rebounder, but we got to do a better job of boxing out. 2 of those baskets were offensive rebounds. You got to be able to defensive rebound. You only give them 1 shot, but you know, they made some good decisions. I think we had a turnover during that stretch as well. Didn't have the best spacing that we wanted to get, and so we struggled offensively. They're good defensively. We need to post up a lot lower. We need to look at guys and get them the ball in a post up area a lot quicker. Didn't have very good timing today. We had. Ran 1 set play out of bounds. Bryce was wide open, but Nate had already looked away because the timing wasn't very good. And he was looking at Marcus, and Bryce is wide open under the basket. But again, that's, I think you said it was a 9-0 stretch or something. Is that what you said, Steve? Yeah, but 2 of them were offensive rebounds, which I despise that more than I despise anything.
Coach, Marcus went about 30 minutes in between baskets. What were they able to do so effectively?
Well, I screwed him up probably too because he was hurt 1 time. I should have taken him out. And then when I finally realized what everybody was saying, I said, "Are you all right?" And he said, "I'm fine." But you guys know a little bit of basketball yourself. If you were guarding us, who would you guard? Who would you emphasize guarding? It's pretty damn easy to figure it out. And they're good defensively. We don't do a very good job of helping him at times by getting better spacing or getting somebody to score inside or setting screens for him. So we've got to do a better job.
Is there a common thread tonight in the second half and Saturday in the second half?
Well, I said sense of urgency. I mean, it kicked our rear ends on the backboards again. Saturday for sure. I mean, 17 points on second shot opportunities in the second half. They had those couple that were big ones today. I don't know what it ended up. Points off offensive rebounds. We got 11. They had 8. You know, but we're supposed to be my best rebounding team. I told you guys that earlier, that I thought we could be the best offensive rebounding team I've ever coached. And we haven't done it yet. We got to get more rebounding from the perimeter. JP's got one rebound. We out rebounded 34-27, but we got to do a better job than that.
When they have the post-to-post doubles, they almost lure the big guys to maybe take some risky passes. It can be kind of high reward, high.
Yeah, you know, I think that if you're strong with the ball, tough-minded, you're not going to throw the damn thing away. Stick it under your shirt, and the referee at least calls a 5-second and you get to set your defense. But there's no reason to turn the ball over just because you've given in to the pressure, given in to the aggressiveness. They do the better job of that than anybody, and yet I believe we got some good baskets out of it too. You know, if you were to count them all, I'd say, you know, Kennedy had 2 assists, Bryce had 1, Joel had 1, and I think every one of those assists were on double, big on big. But we had some turnovers too. You know, again, Kennedy gave him fluids, I think, all day. Didn't even come to pregame meal, so it's a lot to ask for him to be able to do. But he's our best passer, so I felt like that he would be able to handle it better than anybody else.